Now, what can we do to really free ourselves from this? What can we do? You say, okay, I got these great definitions, Tony. It makes sense. But, you know, that's one thing intellectually to have new definitions. It's another thing to have this gut-level feeling here that drives me nuts. How do I get rid of it? Well, number one step, like in any other change that you want to make, is just decide. Decide you are going to be free of this fear. Does that mean it never comes up? No. It just means that if it comes up, you're a human being, you take a look at it, you realize it's false evidence that appears real, and you move on. You change your state, you change your physiology, and you go for it anyway. You ask yourself a better question like we talked about earlier. Or you create a positive anchor. There's so many things you can do. But first, right now, you got to decide that these two killers of human success, fears of failure and fear of success, are no longer going to stop you. I'll give you a classic example. Years back when I was doing work initially, I was just establishing myself in the media in terms of my work with athletes and with business people. Life magazine did an article on me. And in covering me, I told them about some of the work I'd done with the Army. And, you know, to say the least, they were a little bit conservative and a little bit skeptical might be a better description. And I said, okay, if you're so great and you can do all these great results, let us pick an athlete and let's see you do some work with him. So I said, great. They happened to be at my house that day while we're talking and the television was on and the Los Angeles Lakers were playing. Well, Byron Scott at the time was not doing too terribly well. In fact, I think he scored 3 points that game, and Chick Hearn was a little bit on his case. Bottom line is, they said, let's see you work with this guy. I said, great, you set him up. Sure enough, they did. The next day, I find myself in Los Angeles in a gymnasium with Byron Scott. Here we are, and what's the problem? Well, I started talking with Byron, and he said, the problem with his game is this. I found out when people threw him the ball, one thought was rushing through his head, pass it. Why? Because in his mind, he had stored so many failures, so many times where he had screwed up, made some dumb mistakes, that now whenever the ball came to him, his immediate association was failure. The only way to keep from failing was give it to somebody else. Can you imagine trying to make a shot when most of your nervous system is associating to past failure? There's no way you're going to succeed. See, remember that phrase or belief we talked about earlier? I want to reinforce it again. If you want to succeed in your life, remember this phrase. The past does not equal the future. Because you failed yesterday or all day today or a moment ago or for the last 6 months or for the last 16 years, the last 50 years of life doesn't mean anything. All that matters is what are you going to do right now? Otherwise, you carry all that luggage, all that load of negative emotion with you, and it'll affect your present performance. Now, it's one thing again to say that. How do you change them? One, you got to decide, just as we said earlier. You've got to then get enough leverage that you're going to follow through. I got started talking to him, and I wanted to get a Dickens on him, if you will. I said, look, if you don't change this, what's it going to cost you? I mean, he said, well, you know, I don't know. It's already costing me. I'm screwing up. I said, if you keep at this rate, what's going to happen? He said, I'm going to end up on the bench. And I got him to actually have some feelings about that. Why? I want him to link pain to not changing this pattern. As soon as his brain links pain, what's it going to do? Anything to avoid this. And it's going to use all of his resources. Does that make sense? Now, on the other side, I said, if we could really turn this thing around, what would happen? He said, well, God, I'm a great shooter. He said, I'd be swishing him. He said, I could be one of the best shooters in the league. I really know I could be there. I could compete with the best. I've got an incredible shot. So, sure enough, we had plenty of pleasure linked to making the change, pain to not. What's step three? Step three is what I want you to do with your ideas of failure from the past. It's a simple way of changing your neuroassociation so you don't have any negative feelings linked anymore. How do you do it? Real simple. I took Byron Scott and I said, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand up nice and tall. I want you to breathe fully, and I want you to stand and breathe the way you do when you feel absolutely unstoppable. And so what I basically did was got him to feel really good. I got him to change his what? His state. How? By changing the way he was breathing and his moving, by changing his physiology. Do you remember when we talked about the ways to change state? I also got him to focus on times when he'd really been successful. So what's happening now? He's standing tall, he's breathing strong, he's feeling energetic. I got him making gestures like he's really in charge. I got him shouting a word, and the word was boom, a particular sound. Well, he felt really strong when he made this particular sound. Sure enough, I got him to focus on his success. Now he feels absolutely incredible. While he's feeling incredible, I anchor him a few times. And while he's feeling incredible, I say the word boom. He's feeling great, I say boom. He's feeling great, I say boom. Till pretty soon I just say boom in a weird way. And sure enough, his shoulders come back and began to feel good, just like Ivan Pavlov and the dogs with the bell. Same thing, just like what advertisers have done for you for years, only I'm helping him to find a trigger to get himself in a strong state. So I got him in a great place, and now I want to use what I call my erasure technique. So I said, listen, this is what I want you to do, Byron. I want you, while you're still feeling good, without having any major negative feelings, I want you to just watch the memory of some of your biggest mistakes. And when I say watch it, I said, just if you would, pretend it's a movie in your mind and just see the situation happen again, but don't get any negative feelings. Just watch it like an outsider, so it's like way over there. So he watched it, and I said, you tell me when you come to the end, and you run several of those movies. So he did. For about 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, maybe three, he continues to go, and he's got his eyes closed, and finally goes, okay, nods his head. I said, okay, now what I want you to do is start at the end of those memories. And this is all I want you to do. I want you to run those memories as if they're movies, backwards at triple the speed. In other words, I want you to see everything happening in reverse. The ball you threw away comes sucking right back up in your hands, and everything goes perfectly. Anything that was said and noises you heard, everything's happening in reverse. And while you're seeing all these things happening in reverse, I want you to simultaneously to hear some humorous sounds, like a Nickelodeon or like a circus or something that would make you smile. And I want you to see the whole image in your favorite color. Now, what am I doing here? I'm interrupting the pattern. Do you remember step number one was get leverage? I got leverage with him, didn't I? I got him to think about how painful it's going to be if he doesn't change, how much pleasure he's going to get if he does. Number two, I'm now going to interrupt his pattern. These memories he keeps bringing up as a way to make himself feel lousy, and then his failure becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I've got to break that pattern. I have him run it backwards at hyper speed. And while he's running it backwards, I say, see, imagine that Mickey Mouse ears are growing out of the other players as you're doing this. Imagine their noses are getting longer. Imagine you take the ball now and you slam dunk it. Now, I have him do this over and over again, where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. He creates humorous music. He sees different images until pretty soon, now, whenever he thinks of it, he starts to smile or laugh. I said, so how do you feel about those failures? And he starts to grin. That's a lot different than when before. When I talked about the failures, his shoulders would drop, his head would drop, his breathing would get poor, and he'd go in a state where he couldn't get peak performance. Does this make sense? Do you remember the strategy we're talking about? We're talking about if I take a record that you've got, remember this? And I come along and scratch it by playing it over and over again, scratch it and scratch it and scratch it and change it and scratch it. Pretty soon, you'll never be able to play that record the same way again. I've eliminated the feeling of failure because he can't picture things. He can't focus on things the same way. Are you following me? So let's try it with you. I want you to take one of the big fat failures, okay? One of those ones, whenever you think about it, it makes you have poor self-esteem. Or maybe it just keeps you from really going for it in a particular area. Pick a major one, one that really bugs you. And let's have some fun with it. First of all, do this. Wherever you are, if you're in your car, sit up. But I mean sit up like you are absolutely in charge of the world. Sit up like you're proud. Sit up like you're energized and excited. Come on, go for it. And if you're not in a car and you're listening to me in any other way, then please stand up right now. No, don't just listen to me. Stand up. I'm there. I'm watching you. Come on, you can do it. Stand up. Breathe. Put a big, dumb, silly grin on your face. People will wonder why. It'll be good for you. Now, while you stand like this and you feel really good, I want you to breathe the way you breathe when you feel proud and strong and unstoppable. Come on, go for it. Proud, strong, and unstoppable. Breathe that way, feel that way. Stand taller. That's it. Good. Now, while you're feeling really great, what I want you to do is create for yourself some kind of positive anchor. So make yourself feel really great. And at the peak, while you're feeling great, do something unique. Do something unique. Do something unique. Do something unique. Till later on, you could do that something unique and immediately feel this way again. So just feel really good and do something so you feel even better. Feel good, link it to something. Feel good, link it to something. Feel good, link it to something. So you got yourself in a really good state. Go for it. Think about how you feel and what you see and what your voice sounds like when you're feeling really, really strong. Now, while you're feeling good, let's do the following. Remember that big fat failure from the past? I want you to imagine that you're watching it on a movie screen in front of you. And I want you to watch it through one time just the way it happened, whatever it was. And I want you to make sure you stand tall and remain feeling good as you watch it going across that screen, okay? Real simple. Just watch it go across the screen. Continue to watch it. Watch it just as it happened back then. Now would be a good time. And see everything just as it happened then. And you may feel some of the feelings, not quite as bad as it was then because it's outside of you. All the way to the end, and then just finish up and come to the very end of the situation where you felt bad because you'd failed. Okay? Finish up, come to the end. If you need more time, you can stop the tape. Otherwise, you should come to the end now. Great. Stop at the end, and here's what I want you to do. Standing tall again, feeling really good. This time, I want you to get a little bit outrageous. So not only stand tall and feel strong, but put the big silly grin on your face, be a little outrageous, and pretend like you're a little kid again who's about to have some fun. Now, don't be like an adult. Adults go, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do another exercise. Kids will have fun. They'll go for it. Just be playful. Be outrageous. So here's what I want you to do. With a smile on your face, I want you to close your eyes and imagine that same memory, but here's how you're going to do it. I want you to start at the end of the memory. In other words, right after you had failed. And when I say now, what I want you to do is run that entire memory backwards in time at hyperspeed, where everything's moving in reverse. Whatever you said is coming back inside your mouth and reversing. You hear it all in reverse, like, oh, it's wild. And while it's going on, I want you to see your favorite colors around everything, and you may hear some weird noises as well. Go all the way back to the beginning, run as fast as you can. Ready? Go. If there are other people around, watch them changing as well, and hear the sounds of doot 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 all at the beginning, and watch people around you. If somebody else was there and they were upset with you or they made some weird look, watch them develop Mickey Mouse ears getting really huge, and watch their nose getting bigger. That's it. Run all the way to the beginning until you're right in the very beginning again. You should be back at the beginning now. Get there now. Great. Now run it forwards. This time run it twice as fast. But again, if there was anybody else around and they were giving you a hard time or you felt embarrassed, watch them shrink down and pick them up in your hand and whisper to them that it's okay. Ready? Go. Run forward as fast as you can. See the same memory. Come on, faster and faster. Everything's happening as fast as you can possibly make it go. Make all kinds of different colors. Put rainbows across people's faces. Again, their ears are getting big. Watch a few of these people shrinking down. Pick them up in your hand and say, it's okay. Don't worry about it. That's a good. Put them back on the ground. Watch them grow back up. Come on, go forward. Make all kinds of bizarre pictures as fast as you can. Run all the way through to the end. Stop. You should be right back at the end. Now, again, you're going to run it backwards, only this time when you run it backwards, listen to it to your favorite music. Make it like an MTV video of some bizarre sort. Ready? Run it backwards as fast as you can. Go. As fast as you can. Watch it all reverse. Everything moving reverse. All the voices and everything else going reverse. All the beginning. Run it forward again as fast as you can. We're doing this as fast as we can. Go all the way forward. All the way to the very end. Come on. Faster, 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 faster. Run it backwards again. Do this 6 times, back and forth, back and forth. Each time, change something in it a little bit different. Each time, see something shift a little bit. Make it a little bit more outrageous. That's it. Great. Every time, make it even better. Make it weirder. Make it more bizarre. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. As fast as you possibly can. Make the whole thing black and white now. Now make the whole thing a rainbow, where everything you see, people, places, things, yourself, you're in rainbow colors. Good. All the way to the end. Run it all the way back to the front again. Excellent. Now, let's try something. First of all, with a smile on your face, now go back and think about that memory that was bothering you so much and tell me what happens now. Yeah, as you go through it, you might see a Mickey Mouse. Don't listen to those sounds. Be careful. All the way through to the front. That's right. And right now, when you do it, what happens? Do you have a smile? Do you at least have neutral feelings? If not, you just run this pattern a few more times. All we do is we interrupt the pattern. It's what I do with Byron. It's what you can do with yourself. It's called an erasure technique. Instead of like next time you feel really bad and you feel like, oh God, I screwed this whole thing up, learn your lesson. If there's something you didn't do well, figure out, okay, what can I learn from this? Good question to ask yourself. Once you learn the lesson, then get rid of the negative feeling by using your erasure. Otherwise, you'll keep playing the same memory over and over. You keep saying the same things to yourself. Just keep picturing the same things. Keep feeling the same things. And all you do is feel like heck. And you're not going to have a better performance. Use the erasure technique and you can't believe what'll happen. So what do we do next once we erase the failure? Well, in Byron Scott's case, all of a sudden he started feeling good. He doesn't feel like he has to be afraid. Somebody gives him the ball, and hey, he's going to do well. So what do I do? Well, now I want to just not overcome his fear of failure, but ensure he's going to have even more success. How do we do that? We get ourselves in a peak state. So all I did was reinforce his anchors, and that's what you can do for yourself. I got him in his best states. I got him to remember times when he had performed at his best. And right at the peak moments when he felt like, God, that's a swish, boom, I made that sound. Another time I had him rehearse. Right at the peak moment, I had him make the sound as well. Boom. Did it over and over again until pretty soon all he had to say was boom. And he went right into that perfect state where he knew he was releasing the ball and he absolutely knew he was going to swish it. It was going to be a perfect shot. Well, sure enough, the next thing I did is I gave him the ball. Now, Life magazine was there the whole time, right? Wondering what the heck is going on here. When I first gave him the ball before we started our work and he was just shooting around, he was making one out of every 3 to 5 shots. Hitting the rim, bouncing off, spinning off, no real consistency. Well, We did this process of eliminating his failures till I said, look, how do you feel now if somebody throws you the ball? He goes, I'm ready. Then we increased his skill by anchoring in a success with the boom. And then all I do is take the ball and I threw it to him. And as I threw it to him, when it got the ball to his hand, I said, boom, swish. Threw him the ball again, boom, swish. Threw him the ball in any place on the court, boom, swish. He made 28 shots in a row in front of Life magazine, which was rather useful for me. The point, though, is this. He went out the next night. The previous night, he'd scored 3 points. He was 1 for 12. The next night, he was 8 out of 12, and he scored 22 points, second highest score in the game behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Boom became an anchor he used for himself throughout that process to put himself back on the success track. You can do this for yourself as well. Once you eliminate the failure, create for yourself an anchor where you rehearse succeeding, where you imagine having the success that you want over and over again until it's absolutely real for you, and you create that success. Remember, what we did initially is we made a decision. Secondly, we got leverage on ourselves. We showed ourselves, hey, we got to change or it's going to be a lot of pain, and if we do change, we get a lot of pleasure. Three, we've interrupted our old pattern of looking at things using the erasure technique. And four, we've conditioned ourselves or associated in our mind that we're going to succeed by rehearsing it over and over again, so that's likely to come up.